So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Almana bein she'aniya bein she'ashira ein memashkenin oisa. One may not take collateral from a widow, whether poor or rich. Shenema leisachbel beged almana. And the pasuk does not differentiate. The Gemara cites a brayse in which the halacha is actually a machlokes. Almana bein she'aniya bein she'ashira ein memashken oisa de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that one may not take collateral from any widow. B'shimon oimer ashira memashken oisa aniya ein memashken oisa. Shimon holds that one may take collateral from a wealthy widow, but not from a poor widow, because he will have to visit her daily to return the collateral, thereby giving her a bad reputation in her neighborhood. The Gemara explains, Rabbi Yehuda loy darish time of the krah. Rabbi Shimon darish time of the krah. Rabbi Yehuda does not use the mitzvah's reason to determine its specific halachas, while Rabbi Shimon does use the mitzvah's reason to infer specific halachas. However, the Gemara asks, ha'ipcha shamin lahu. In the following braisa, they take opposite positions. The pasuk says, the king may not marry more than 18 wives, so that they shall not turn his heart astray. He may marry additional wives as long as they are kasheris, who will not lead him astray. Apparently, because darish time in the krah. However, the pasuk forbids marrying even one wife who would lead him astray. Rather, he may not marry more than 18 wives, even if they are as righteous as Abigail. Apparently, because loy dorish time of the krah, he does not infer halachas from the reason. The Gemara answers, Rabbi Yehuda loy dorish time of the krah. Generally, Rabbi Yehuda does not infer halachas from the reason, and so one may not take collateral from any widow. However, the case of the king is different because v'shani hachad mefarish krah, my time of loy yabba loy nosh, mishum delo yasser. The Torah explicitly explains that the king may not marry additional wives because they might lead him astray, implicitly permitting him to marry additional righteous women. On the other hand, Reb Shimon be alma dershin in time of the krah. Generally, Reb Shimon does infer halachas from the reason, and so one may take collateral from a wealthy widow. However, the case of the king is different because lichtav rachmana layarba v'noyadana my time of mishum delayaser. Even if the Torah would not state the reason, we would use this rationale to limit the prohibition to women who might lead him astray. Therefore, the Torah is stating a distinct prohibition against marrying even a single wife who might lead him astray. Therefore, the prohibition against additional wives must refer even to righteous women. If the malva takes the millstone of the leiva as collateral, he transgresses a lav. If he takes the entire millstone, he actually transgresses two laven, one each for the upper and lower stones, because they are two distinct utensils, and the Torah mentions them separately. The Mishnah concludes, although the Torah specifies millstones, it is also forbidden to take any item used for food preparation. The Gemara cites a machlokes regarding these laven. Rav Huna says, Chebel Rechayim Loikesh Daim, Mishum Rechayim, or Mishum Kinefesh Uchebel. If he takes the lower millstone, he transgresses two laven, the specific lav against taking the millstone, and the general lav against taking any food-related item. Similarly, Rechayim Berechav, Loikesh Shalish, Mishum Rechayim, Berechav, or Mishum Kinefesh Uchebel. If he takes both millstones, he transgresses three laven, the two specific laven against taking the upper and lower millstones, and the general lav against taking any food-related item. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Chabal Rechayim loike achas. If he takes the lower millstone, he transgresses only one lav. Rechayim Berachib loike shtayim. If he takes both millstones, he transgresses two laven. However, ki nefesh uchayva lashar dvarm huda asa. The general lav applies only to other food-related items. The Gemara cites a seemingly related machloikis. Rava says, Achal na loike shtayim, mevoshul loike shtayim, mishum na, oy mishum mevoshul, or mishum kiim tzliyesh. If one eats the Karban Pesach partially roasted or boiled, he gets Malkus twice, for the specific lav against eating the Karban Pesach either partially roasted or boiled, and for the general lav against eating it any way other than fully roasted. Therefore, na umavushal lo kashalish, mishum na umashumavushal umashum leisechlena kim tzliyesh. If one eats some of a Karban Pesach partially roasted and some of it boiled, he gets Malkus three times, for the two specific lavin and for the general lav. However, Abaya argues, Ein loiken alav shebechlalas. One does not get malchus for a general lav that includes several prohibitions, and so he only gets malchus twice for the two specific lavin. The Gemara suggests, Abaye domek Rav Yehuda, v'rabba domek Rav Huna. Abaye agrees with Rav Yehuda that one did not get malchus for general lavin, such as ki nefesh u'chayvel and ki'im tzliyesh, while Rav agrees with Rav Huna that one does get malchus for these general lavin. However, the Gemara explains that it's not necessarily so. Rav Yehuda might hold loikin alav shebachlolis. Generally, one does receive malchus for general lavin. However, ki nefesh u'chayvel le'mash merichayim v'rachav, hakech l'shad varmu da'asa. This general lav serves to include other food-related items. Therefore, it does not apply to millstones. However, kim tzliyesh l'may asa shmamin al lav. This general lav includes only the specific lav of eating the Pesach partially roasted or boiled. Therefore, it serves as an additional lav, and one does receive malchus three times. Similarly, Rav Huna might hold ein like in the lav shabachlalas. Generally, one does not receive malchus for general lavin. However, ki nefesh u'chevel yiseruhu shadya rechayim v'rachav. This general lav is superfluous regarding millstones. Therefore, it clearly serves as an additional lav applicable to all food-related items, including millstones, and one does receive malchus three times. However, kim tzliyesh lav yiseruhu, this lav is needed to teach us b'sho sheyeshna v'kum ochot tzli yeshna b'babal teichel no. The laven against eating the Pesach partially roasted or boiled apply only during the time he is commanded to eat it roasted, i.e. after nightfall. Therefore, it is not an additional distinct lav at all. The Gemara cites a braisa that derives a general principle from our Mishnah. Ma rechayim v'rochiv sheim yuchad m'shnei kelim v'oysim alocha achas v'chayv al zeh b'fnei atzmai v'al zeh b'fnei atzmai. Just as one is liable separately for each millstone, even though they work as a pair, av kol dvarm shein shnei kelim yuchadim v'oysim alocha achas chayv al zeh b'fnei atzmai v'al zeh b'fnei atzmai. So too, one is liable twice for any utensil that consists of two distinct parts. Therefore, chaval zug shel saparim v'tzemet shel paris chayev shtayim. If one took as collateral a pair of scissors or the yoke of a pair of oxen, which consists of two distinct parts, he gets malchus twice.